we have to work to upgrade our entrepreneurial mindset operating system before we can even create something that is new or begin leading from a new purpose.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining me from Whitefish, Montana. I've got Scott Rowley in the house. Scott, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Yeah, for sure. I'm stoked to be here today, Jules.
Yeah, really excited to have you on Conventional Lifers. I had the pleasure of being on Scott's podcast not too long ago, Peak Prosper, which we'll put the link there in our show notes. And for those of you who are not familiar with Scott's work, quite an interesting story. I know you're also a business coach for purpose-driven entrepreneurs, the leader of the startup accelerator, Peak Prosper, and an supported a lot of people growing to 7-8 figures. You also help people really get into the 6-figure mark in terms of business. But I also know, you know, you're an avid outdoor enthusiast. You've climbed and skied most of the major peaks, you know, in Northwest United States. You've trekked to Everest Base Camp, which is a really cool feat. And I know you got some exciting stuff to launch about that. And you really believe in what does it take to live this purpose-driven, passionate lifestyle. And I know that's embedded in a lot of the work that you do, and you do it with your own humanity. You and I first, when we connected through a mastermind, you know, is around health stuff. And what is it like to hold all the things while doing all the things? And I think it's such an important conversation that so many of us, you know, we navigate, we don't often get to talk about. So excited for what this episode has in store. Scott, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might've left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yeah, thank you, Jewel. Thank you for the invitation to be on the Unconventional Life. I'm looking forward to a conversation today. And as we were talking here just a few minutes ago, I'm so stoked as we transition seasons here in life and on our planet, as we go into another winter season, it's really when I awaken and get an opportunity to go live my greatest life in the mountains outside of business. I love skiing, rock climbing, and really going as deep as I can into the backcountry wilderness, where I find the most stillness and powerful connection to God, which I choose to call great outdoors, is what God stands for me. I live here in Whitefish with my wife, Alexandra, and our super energetic puppy dog, Nyla. I lead this business called Peak Prosper.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, this broken to base camp moment in your life was such a peak moment where, you know, you went from literally crippled and thinking you'd never be able to walk again, trekking to Everest Base Camp, and then really discovering this whole new sense of purpose. Everything has transpired from that. And I'd love for you to just really take us back into that moment. And if we were a fly on the wall before that moment happened, who is the Scott we would have seen? What was happening in his life? What was going through his mind? And then, you know, just share with us a little bit about what transpired. Oftentimes life changes in an instant. You know, myself, it helps listeners, I think, really get a sense of what that really meant to you in that moment.
Jules, so much of my core identity is based on athleticism and moving freely through the mountains and connecting with people in conversation that brings joy and peace and happiness to the people that I'm having conversation with. So much of my identity is wrapped up in who I am. I think that that's just part of our human existence. What we do is who we become. In 2018, after years of building up this identity of Scott as an adventure athlete and a business consultant, I woke up one morning and I stepped out of bed. I put weight on my left foot and I felt this shooting pain shoot all the way from my left toe all the way up to my brain, and I nearly fell to the ground with no obvious reason as far as what caused the pain or the spontaneous inflammation that debilitated me for the months that followed. Long story short, ended up going to multiple doctors with a failure to get any kind of clear diagnosis, and instead of skiing and climbing and doing amazing things in the year that followed, I spent the year following trying to diagnose what was going on and going through what I call a complete identity crisis, losing who I was personally, professionally. I had muscle dystrophy where I lost roughly 50 to 75% of the muscle function in my left leg. That happened over that year of time. The depression that I slipped into is indescribable relative to any other low point that I've had in my life.
Just taking a moment to feel that. And I think the raw humanity of being in that moment of it, it's like where, and I've been in moments of that in my own life, and listeners, I'm sure you have as well. We've all gone through a pandemic together, is like the hope of like, what does tomorrow or the next day, or is there, does this get better? And especially like, as many of you know, I've gone through this autoimmune or activated Epstein-Barr crisis, migraines, and there's been so many moments in my health journey that have really asked me to slow down and to tune in more. And I also view it as refine my alignment, like micro dial shifts that when we are not able to pay attention or we're clogged with information, we miss the message. And we often try to do more to hear more. And when you're really working in that space, it really requires doing less. And I know health has been a big throttle for me in being able to hear more. And I'm curious if, you know, you found that true for yourself as well. And I know it's a big part of the work that you do in Peak Prosper too.
Yeah, Jules, I say that breaking point became my awakening point. I had to get to a point where I was able to stop all of the things that were completely non-essential in relation to recovering from what my body was going through. I really believe that that experience created the broken platform for me to rebuild personally and professionally what my life could become. And over the next 6 months, I found so much hope and healing through wonderful physical therapists and my life coach. They really became my guiding light on this journey of self-transformation and professional transformation and a journey towards a higher purpose and a higher calling that I discovered on my trek to Everest Base Camp about 12 months after I really recovered from this spontaneous inflammation that debilitated my body. I think that it is so easy for us in today's day and age to get going so fast with so many things to do and so much pressure to perform and ship projects and new experiences and new services and new products. And we forget to just slow down and sit in the stillness and the simple things like drinking some fresh water and not doing for a day and turning all of our technology off and tuning in to what we need as human beings and sitting in the silence of not doing and just being.
Absolutely. That being in so much is the harmony, I'd say, of life. And I know with Peak Prosper, and you really support entrepreneurial men and, you know, having a thriving business and creating that harmony with their adventurous lifestyle. And I think there's different seasons for all of it. You know, you mentioned you like, I love going into winter, right? And I think even for myself, it's like then this energy, it's like, okay, I feel the shift from summer into fall into winter, and that there's a new vibe to that. And there's something important about respecting that and respecting the natural rhythm that wants to sync with that. And so tell us a little bit about your work and how you've been able to work with some of these extraordinary entrepreneurial men and really find that rhythm and harmony for any of our listeners wanting to tune into that rhythm and harmony themselves.
Thank you for asking that question. You said the word harmony several times. What I've personally experienced and what I've witnessed in my work with the hundreds of men that I've had the pleasure of working with on our planet is that when something isn't feeling right in our lives, spontaneous things like someone's foot blowing up in the morning happens, it's a signal that we are not in harmony with all of the elements that make our human body move forward and empower us with the ability to actually create and perform at our highest level possible. The work that I do really starts at the foundational level of looking at the human being, not the business vision or the business strategy or how are we going to get more sales or leads or ship this new product. But just going back to the simple basics of how we're feeling, what habits have gotten us to this point of being, because the reality is we don't just wake up and have a spontaneous inflammatory combustion in our body. It's the direct result of habits of thinking and things that we were doing over the months or maybe even years that preceded that specific moment. And some of those habits are carried with us all the way from childhood. We may have been doing these things or thinking certain things for decades before we experience a cataclysmic explosion inside of our body or in our business. And I often see that the results that we're experiencing in our businesses are a reflection of what's going on in our inner world. My work, I say, is mindset work first and foremost and foundationally, because we have to work to upgrade our entrepreneurial mindset operating system before we can even create something that is new or begin leading from a new purpose or something that is fresh and inspiring and in alignment with who we want to transform into being. So that's really the first element of my work. And from there, we're able to cast new vision, new possibility. We begin to see life through a new light, I say, and we have the ability to then become awakened to our higher purpose. And Jules, I know that you're a purpose-driven entrepreneur, as am I. And I have to say that my purpose has gone through multiple evolutions and iterations, and it continues to evolve as I grow into a new person each season as well. The third element of my work that I'll talk about today is taking vision and taking our new being and then getting clear on what we need to focus on and move towards so that the vision can come to us. In a world filled with so many distractions and so many shiny opportunities, especially as we become more successful, it's easy to say yes to way too many things. As a result, we don't have the energy or the capacity to actually execute on the new vision, the new, fresh, compelling purpose that is pulling us to a new evolution of our humanity and a new reason for being on this planet. So when I talk about plan of action and goal setting, it's more intentionally based on getting rid of the things that no longer support the new vision and the higher place of possibility for creation. Yeah, I think I could probably keep talking on and on and on here for 20 minutes or more, but to just reflect on what we talked about there, there were really three core elements that have become foundational to my work and every single program that I have that are outside of the tactical elements and strategical elements, but more principle-based and sound being. First, making sure that we're operating from our natural operating state and our unique zone of genius. From that state, creating a new massively inspiring vision that is fueled by our purpose. In my experience, my clients, our purpose evolves as we evolve. It's not something that's static. It's a dynamic thing. And for me, it becomes more powerful each evolution that it goes through. And then after stripping away what is no longer serving us, we have the ability to focus on creating a plan of action in total alignment with our massively inspiring vision for the future. Thank you for asking such a great question. That was fun to bring on for a minute there.
Yeah, absolutely. And unconventional lifers, if you want to unpack that more, stay tuned for the giveaway, which we're going to talk about in just a little bit here, which is for one of our listeners that you can really expand on some of that stuff. And mindset is really at the cornerstone, at the front of what makes it all possible. Even the belief that, like, who did you have to become? And what did you have to transform in order to get yourself a year later to Everest Base Camp with 50% muscle loss? Or who is the guy or the woman listening to this podcast? It's like, even for myself, like my mindset, when I went through this autoimmune stuff, I shared this when we did our podcast, when I was on your podcast, but I hit a place of such profound completion after a while that I was like, if this is what life is like, I don't know if I want to like keep going. And it wasn't like I'm in so much pain of this. It was just like, I feel like good. I just felt complete. What I didn't realize is I had to actually create a new context, a new future for myself that I was excited to live in. And it wasn't about what I could do or accomplish. The focus became to how was my present moment feeling? And it was like, how much joy can I allow myself? Can I fill one joy quota, you know, in today's thing? Is that going to be my walk down my mountain road? Am I going to like indulge in some cacao? Am I going to like, what is my one joy quota? And it shifted to feeling. I mean, one thing I realized is when you have elevated emotion plus experience, that creates future intention. That's what creates future attention. And that's what creates future manifestation. I am. When you look at that, you know, and I looked at that for myself, like I was some active work, and it was frankly the first time that I had to do that work in that way. I think there's this ability that I was very successful at a young age, and not that I didn't think like I was not good enough and all these other things, but to really like, and this is it, as we get older, right? It's like to keep reinventing ourselves when something, even if it seems pretty good, but you know, it's not quite there, like that willingness and even that resource to do so. And I know that a lot of people that you work with come to you in that place where they're like, hey, it's good. From the outside, it looks great. From the inside, something is missing, or the health, or whatever it is. And so if you could share some of, I know you got a whole mindset course, which we're going to talk about in a bit, but if you could share maybe one of your needle movers, you know, with the listeners right now about how to really reinvent or even start to own mindset, for me, that was a process. It still is a process, but I'm sure some of our listeners, even coming out of this post-pandemic era, it's up, up for many of us.
Amazing question. I'm going to share some new acronyms that the listeners and probably you, Jules, haven't heard because I made them up. One is EMOS. The other one is the Peter Method. EMOS stands for the Entrepreneurial Mindset Operating System. It's really what our mind is running on and what controls our behaviors, creates our visions, and dictates the results that we create in our lives because of how we are thinking. Just like a computer gets outdated based on old programming that it's running on, so does our mind. What I've learned through my personal experience and through my work with entrepreneurs, we don't upgrade our mindset once and we're done. We upgrade it multiple times a year often, and a failure to continually go through a process of keeping our mind's operating system updated lends us to being in a position where it's much more possible. We're much more susceptible to a mental virus, a virus that leads to, again, things like an autoimmune disease, a spontaneous inflammation, me getting COVID, all of these things that are happening in the physical world because our mind isn't upgrading as the energy of the planet is upgrading as well. So when we go through the process of upgrading our mind's operating system, I use a foundational method that I've developed over years and years and years of iteration and studying mindset called the Peter Method. And Peter stands for programming, thoughts, emotions, responses, results. To break that down a little bit, the programming element is really the foundational belief system that our mind is operating on, what we believe to be true and our worldview. It's next to impossible for us to change our responses that create our results if we don't first go to the belief level and modify our worldview so that we can begin thinking differently. And this is where like limiting beliefs and limiting belief work comes into play and upgrading our belief system so that we believe that it's actually possible to, for example, heal from this absolutely indescribable foot injury that I had and then go to Everest Base Camp. My real shift happened in that experience when I believed that it was possible for me to recover to not just full foot strength, but to a higher level of performance than I'd ever experienced in the past. And what that shift in belief did for me is it led to me thinking differently, which is the T in the Peter Method. I started to have different thoughts and emotions, which led to taking different actions or responding to my current situation in a different light with different energy. And slowly and progressively over months, I was able to put shoes back on. I went on a 5-kilometer walk. I had this crazy idea one day of hiking to Everest Base Camp. And I went to my physical therapist and said, "Hey, Kathy, I'm going to Everest in 6 months." She thought I was crazy because it took like 3 months to get to the point where I could even put shoes back on. All of that transposed because I changed my belief system, the foundational elements that were really driving my thoughts that I was going to be this crippled human being for the rest of my life. The emotions that I was experiencing became more joyful and peaceful and more loving instead of depressed and anxious and rooted in fear, which resulted in new actions and new results. Yeah, about 6 months later, I trekked all the way to Everest Base Camp. I climbed like 4 peaks in the Everest region when I was there. I did 4 mountain passes that were all over 18,000 feet. The real breakthrough moment in all of this, and I think that a lot of listeners could relate to this, was when I was walking across the final bridge. There's a lot of foot bridges in the Sagarmatha National Park that are, gosh, some of them are like 500 feet off the ground. It's crazy, some of the canyons that these bridges go across. But I remember walking across the final bridge and I just started crying. I just started crying, Jules. I realized that I did it. I became that intention. I became that new belief that I had started to program into my mind the 6 months prior. Just to kind of reflect on everything here now, we've just gone through a process of reprogramming our mental operating system so that things that were once impossible or things that are presently impossible can become possible for us. I really believe that nothing is impossible if we have the right team, the right tools, and the right attitude.
I love that. What an inspiring story and journey, Scott. Unconventional Lifers, check out his podcast, Peak Prosper. We'll put that in the link. I know I've mentioned it a few times because I know you just unpack so much more of that. I'm glad you've been a yes. And Unconventional Lifers, we're going to go into the rapid fire round. We're going to talk about the giveaway if you want to map that process on yourself. So stay tuned. So Scott, I've got a series of lightning questions coming at you. It's the last segment in our show. Are you ready?
Heck yeah.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank, speaking about yourself. If you really knew me, you would know what?
If you really knew me, you would know that I absolutely love ice cream. I mean, I eat ice cream every single night. My wife thinks I have a bit of an ice cream problem, but I love ice cream.
So good. Next question. If there was one tool that you practice regularly that you feel really sets you up for success, what tool would that be?
It's simply just meditation. I mean, taking time each day, taking the pauses throughout the day to sit in stillness and slowing down and just reconnecting with our breath and our body.
Love that. What is one book that you've read at some point recently that you feel really has made a difference from you or surprised you in some way?
U Squared, for sure, which is all about quantum physics and achieving your quantum breakthrough. It's like 30 pages long. I highly suggest it to everyone listening.
Awesome. And last question for you. When you think about living the unconventional life, what does living the unconventional life mean to you?
I love that question. Feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Think that all of us have dreams from childhood or adulthood or presenthood that are scary to us. But we know that if we were to step into that and live that dream, it would be something beyond anything that we can possibly imagine. And it would be so beautiful. It's having the courage to feel the fear and just step into your dream anyway, free from the false beliefs that you're unable to turn it into a reality, free from the judgments of society, friends, and family, and just having faith that it's your path and your journey to walk.
I love that. Scott Rally, everyone. Scott, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of our listeners.
Yes, I want to give away our Peak Performance Mindset course, which is a full stack course to help you upgrade your operating system and achieve quantum breakthroughs in your life and business. I can guarantee that after going through this program, you will have the clarity and the belief and the mindset operating system necessary to achieve your quantum breakthrough, whether that's in your business and getting to your first six figures or adding another six figures per month to your business. I can guarantee that this Peak Performance Mindset course is going to help you out.
Love that. Unconventional lifers, you can head over to the website at unconventionallifeshow.com/giveaway to enter the win the giveaway. As a reminder, giveaways are out 1 week after the episode airs. So make sure to tune in every single Monday if you never want to miss a giveaway. Scott, thank you so much for the generosity of that offer. I know you put all of your expertise, your love, your blood, sweat, tears, all the things into that. A lot of what we've talked about. And I know it's going to be a really great course. And I know some of our listeners might want to follow up with you. And so what's the best place for people to learn more about you, learn more about, you know, your offerings and different things and stay in touch?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jules. The best place to learn more about me and my movement that I have is to just head on over to peakprosper.com. Or if you're on iTunes or Spotify, you can look up our podcast. It's called The Peak Prosper Show. I'm not very active on social media, so you'll find me there, but my posts might be very outdated. So definitely check out peakprosper.com.
Amazing. We'll throw the links on Conventional Life up at unconventionallifeshow.com. Scott, thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. I'm so glad the world brought us connected. It's definitely a big fan of all that you're doing. So it was great to have you on the show.
Me too. Thank you so much, Jules.
Thanks so much, everyone.